everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We are really excited today. We have a very big hall star here, one of the kings of the Hardys. It's very exciting. We have actor Chris McNally is here. I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and Cammie is here.
Hey, everybody.
Yes. And so, Chris, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everyone.
Yes. So, Chris, what we like to do is we like to start off our interviews by asking our guests to introduce themselves and tell us what inspired you to become an actor.
Well, my name is Chris McNally, and what inspired me to be an actor, I always just wanted to do it. So I don't have a specific thing that I had specific things that solidified my thought that I wanted to be an actor. But I always just, when I was a kid, I loved watching TV. I loved movies, and I just wanted to work on them.
That's cool. You grew up watching a lot of movies and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Space
what is
Jam.
Your,
that was a big one for me.
Oh,
when I was
Space
a kid.
Jam.
I loved Space
what's
Jam.
What's your favorite childhood Space movie? Jam. Yeah, that was a good one.
Space Jam.
You like the Looney Tunes?
Yeah. Yeah. And the Monstars. Yeah, it's great.
Man, I haven't thought about that movie in years.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I actually got to see Space Jam in the theater a couple of years ago.
Really? I'm jealous.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see the new one once they finally make it. I feel like we've been talking about it for forever.
There's a new one?
No, they've been talking about it for forever, but I think it's finally actually like happening with LeBron James.
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta go tell them that I'd like to participate.
Yes. Uh-oh. Chris is making a bridge for it.
Call your agent right now. Yeah, because I love animation, and so that's kind of my first love is animation and then Hallmark movies. And so, yeah, the Looney Tunes, of course, are amazing.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Very good. How did you get your first role that you ever did?
My first TV job, I'd done a couple commercials. What was my first commercial? I think I had to hit other kids with Nerf bats or something like that. It was very easy. Uh-huh. Get a bunch of 8-year-olds and say, okay, just hit each other with these Nerf bats. Because we were supposed to be the kids that didn't have whatever product the calm kids had in the car. I don't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. But first actual job where I had to, on a show was, I think I sold ice cream. I think I had to say what flavor. That was it.
Mm-hmm. And, how old were you?
I was probably 15 or 14, something like that. Mm-hmm. On a show in Vancouver that was called Killer Instinct. And I was very excited. And then I got in trouble because they had purchased all this ice cream to fill the ice cream shop, these big buckets of ice cream. And every time we did it, I scooped a different ice cream.
Oh.
I wasn't thinking about it. And then a guy came over and went, no, we can't take any of these back. You scooped all of them.
So, oh, right.
The crew just had.
I thought it was continuity because you were doing a different ice cream every time.
I don't think you could even see me scooping it. I think they just, I guess, didn't clarify that they wanted me to scoop the same. And I thought I'd have fun with it. I'm like, oh, I'm acting. This time I'm going to give him chocolate. This time I'm gonna, I don't know.
That's
yeah.
Funny.
And I scooped all the ice creams and they had to pay for them all.
That is really funny.
And a rough start. They should have given you better instructions. That's what I say.
So. I agree. You know what? They might have. And I probably was just so excited that it went in one ear and out the other.
Okay.
So did you tell your parents, hey, I really want to be in movies? Or how did that all kind of happen at a young age?
Well, my younger brother actually had, I think he had done a couple commercials first. And so my folks had gotten him an agent, and I wanted to do it as well. And it was just a couple years after I feel like he started. So they already had gotten an agent for my younger brother, and they had no issues or anything finding one for me and getting me all set up and supporting me with that.
Cool. That's nice when you have the right kind of support.
Is it just you and your younger brother, or do you have other siblings?
I have a sister as well. There's a sister in between us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And you are related to Drew Seeley, is that correct?
I just had lunch with him.
Yeah.
Literally before I came and talked to you.
No way. Because he came on our show in December, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Great. So. Cool. Yes, he's my cousin. Good guy.
Oh, he's your cousin. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Now we just need to get you guys in a movie together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always been, an idea. It's possible. It could happen.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I feel like we both have started working in more Hallmark things. Uh-huh. So, who knows? Maybe down the line someday we'll both be in the same one.
Yeah.
Start pitching it.
Yeah. Do you share in his musical abilities?
I wish, man. No, he took all of the singing in the genes family. And he hogged them all. Nice.
So, very good. I have to say, the first time I really noticed you in Hallmark movies was Rocky Mountain Christmas. And I just listened to our episode the other day on that movie. And I said that I thought that you were a very attractive actor 3 times in the episode. So you definitely, you won me over. And
I made an impression.
Yes, you did.
I wasn't even in it that much.
I know. And I was like, why didn't they give us the ending? Because there was all that thing between you and the actress. And
holy.
And like you were going to go be a stuntman or something like that. And I was like, what happened? Where did he go? The hot brother isn't in the movie. We didn't get any closure. And so
they trailed off with the B story. I just got forgotten.
They kind of did. They did.
Now, Rachel, you have to tell him what you thought was the most attractive about him.
The dimples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Won me over. It was really good.
Yeah.
Which we can't see anymore because of your beard.
Yeah. Oh, the beard covers it. Yeah, they do. I guess it does mask my dimples a little bit. But when I shave my beard off, I feel like I look 22 and nobody takes me seriously. So.
May I ask how old are you? Is that allowed?
I'm trying to keep it a secret. I've been amused about my age on the internet. For a while, it was saying that I was 26, or that I was born in 1993, which is not true.
Yes, that is what I saw. And I said, oh my gosh, if I ever get a chance to verify that rumor, I want to verify it. So that's what I saw. And I went, wait a minute, there is no way that is true. So
not born in 1993. But now on Wikipedia, it says that I'm born in 1988, which is also not true. So
that's funny.
I just want to kind of keep it a secret and find out.
Okay.
I just want to keep watching this. You know, Kevin McGarry on the show, Wikipedia says that he died in 1995.
Yeah, because he was born in 1927.
That's right.
What on earth?
I remember having a talk with him going about ages in the internet. And I guess I had noticed that it said I was 26. And I said, I'm not born in 1993. He goes, well, at least you're alive. Mine says I died.
That is funny.
Okay, so you are older than 26, I take it.
I'm older than 26.
Okay. You're older than 26. Okay. Fair enough. I'm fine with that.
For my own amusement, I want to keep this.
That's fine. I just wanted, because I said there is no way that guy is 26. No, he has to be older. I'm satisfied.
You just have that youthful exuberance, I guess. That's
very much so.
Yeah, very good. So how did you first become involved with Hallmark? You had done some smaller roles, and I know they film a lot there in Vancouver. Your first one was Hearts of Christmas, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. It was. I was going to say the Eat, Drink, and Be Buried, but you're right. I did a Hearts of Christmas. I think I had one line on it or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the baby
that was the first one.
Mm-hmm. In the hospital or something, right?
Yes, and that was also with Chris Palaha.
Palaha. Yeah, that you were in the very first scene. You were in the very first scene as the father of the newborn child who had been in the NICU. It was so sweet. Yeah. It was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was fun. That actually, that one was directed by a friend of mine, Monica Mitchell, who we met years ago doing an indie film. And so it was fun to, even though I only popped in and out on Hearts of Christmas, it was fun to see her working. Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah, so that was the first one. And then I think it was The Gourmet Detective and then Rocky Mountain Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then I got a call saying I had an offer for The Sweetest Heart. And I told my agent that I'm pretty sure she called her the wrong client. That there's no way I had an offer for the lead on one. And she's like, no, it's you.
Do you think that Rocky Mountain Christmas is where people first kind of took notice of you, you feel like? At least in the Hallmark world?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I wasn't the only one. Three times in one episode. yeah, that must be really exciting to go from doing the grind of the smaller roles and to, you know, now you've got a series and you've got, you know,
your
several movies and yeah.
Well, it's definitely bizarre when you, you're trying as hard as you can to even get in the room and audition.
Yeah.
And you can't seem to get in, you know, even for a part that's only going to work for a day or two. And it seems like they won't even see you. So to be struggling with that, to then 6 months later, having them call me and say, we want to give this to you. It's like, what?
Right.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great that it happened that way, because obviously there are a lot of people who love you as Lucas. So
yeah.
I think they made the right choice.
Well,
I hope so. It's been really fun. I like that character.
I was so excited because I was like, oh, it's the brother. He's in The Sweetest Heart. And and I really enjoyed The Sweetest Heart. I thought it was kind of cool that you had sort of three love stories in one movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't do that very often. And I wish they would do it more.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah,
so they thought that was fun.
And we I get to work with Andrea on When Calls the Heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a small world.
Yeah.
It's the Hallmark world. What I was going to say is I really loved that, because there are a lot of movies that do the whole high school sweetheart thing, but you guys were, you and Julie, I don't know what it was, but you really pulled off the high school sweetheart chemistry. Mm-hmm. I can't quite put a word to it, but it was really, really amazing how I totally bought that you guys had been truly in love in high school and then you were struggling with that now.
Right.
So it was a really, really sweet movie and I was a huge fan of it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Good.
I also really loved Tammy and I forget who was her co-part, just because it captured so well the whole thing is like,
people, the fiancés, yes.
Yeah, because the thing is like, that's such a true thing that when you're single, as soon as your single friends get engaged or married, all of a sudden they are the experts on giving you advice.
Yeah.
On that was really funny. Also, the cupcake flavors sounded so disgusting. We were like, what is going on with like pine nuts and rosemary or something like that?
I don't even remember. I don't remember what they were, but yeah, there was some crazy ones. Some with a rose petal. I'm trying to convince her that she is at a something about flowers. We did eat a lot of cupcakes on that.
Did you?
And they were very good.
Yeah,
you actually got to eat them then. That's good.
Yeah, we definitely snuck few cupcakes.
Yeah, Andrea told us that they were actually good, but I don't know, man, those flavor combos. But
they were, but you can also only eat so much cupcake.
Yeah.
At a time before, you know, things start to turn.
Yeah. It was also a little funny. It's probably the most cupcake friendly heart doctor ever.
Oh my gosh. That part made me laugh. Yeah, so really you're off duty and you're ordering a Big Mac with extra cheese.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was really gross. That was very gross to eat.
I bet.
I did not enjoy that.
Yeah. Oh gosh, are you a vegetarian?
It was cold and soggy and
Yeah.
I mean, I think I went for it, but
oh, the glamorous life of an actor, right?
Yeah, anytime you're watching some people eat food, a dinner scene or something.
It's always rough.
They're eating is guaranteed to be cold and hours old.
Well, so you then did two movies last year for Hallmark. That was pretty exciting. And Winter Princess, I thought it was kind of bonkers, but in a really fun way, especially, especially Brendan Zoob and Casey Manderson were so funny.
They were hilarious. Yeah.
Ridiculous. And I don't know, it was just kind of the whole premise of this princess on this, you know, hiding out or whatever, was just kind of silly and fun. I enjoyed it a lot. And where did you film that?
That was in just outside of Kelowna in British Columbia, at a ski resort called Big White.
Okay.
It's about a 5-hour drive east of Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was a nice thing that they happened to have that giant empty lodge for them to build through the party in, I thought.
Convenient.
Yeah, it was very convenient.
I particularly enjoyed you unknowingly spouting off all of your feelings to her father, the king. That was my particular favorite.
Yeah, that was cute.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
he's a character, he's a fun guy to work with.
Yeah. Well, and it was a stroke of genius when I heard about the Winterfest lineup. I said, oh, that is brilliant, because there were two movies with Kevin and one with you, and I said, oh, they are really, really advertising these guys big time right before they come on the show. So it was a genius on their part. So,
That
was fun. It was a fun project to do. I liked working in Big White, and it's fun when you travel somewhere to a location all as a crew, because it just feels more like a sort of a family. You know, we were all staying at the lodge, and so it's fun. I enjoy those kinds of jobs.
And it was actually cold, right? That was real snow.
Yes, unlike the majority of Hallmark movies, that was all real.
yeah, that's awesome.
Usually, we're sweating. Actually, I haven't had to do a Christmas movie where I was, you know, where we're filming in August and you're in a toque or a beanie and winter jackets and gloves, and there's cotton fake snow behind you. I've avoided those. I would rather be in the actual cold.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah. Pretending to be cold in the heat of the summer is not fun.
I've heard that from a lot of people. You gotta stay hydrated, very hydrated, in order to get through it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and take shivering lessons from Kevin Smith is what we're told.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shivering lessons from Kevin, huh?
Yeah.
That's what we've heard, is that he is the best. When Calls the Heart Christmas specials have started filming in October now, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. He does shiver often, doesn't he? He rubs his hands together and blows in them. And
yeah, they say that he is the best cold actor out there. So if you ever need to know how to shiver in the middle of August, go and talk to him. You know?
I'm having a flashback of filming something for When Calls the Heart, and he was on the ground and under a blanket, and it was cold when we were filming, and we were all freezing, and he had an arsenal of hot water bottles under his blanket, and he was just hanging out. having a good time, and we're all like, are you cold over there?
Yeah.
Oh my
so
gosh.
In Sailing Into Love, you got to work with Leah Renee.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Yeah, and that was fun to see her again on Hallmark. And you, and also directed by Lee Friedlander, who's a friend of the podcast. We love her.
Oh, cool.
So that must have been fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to work on we hung out on a giant sailboat for a week and a half.
Uh-huh.
And it was wonderful weather. That was, I think, the calmest set I've ever been on, because we were on this beautifully calm water, sailing a sailboat, just grabbing, you know, drone footage of, or aerial footage of the boat. And everyone was just, we finished that and we sailed the boat back, and it was just so calm and peaceful. Mm-hmm. Everyone was,
wow.
Well, that was a nice day at the office, wasn't it?
Yeah. Not too shabby.
Yeah.
I remember seeing your interview on Home and Family that you were super sick one of those days that you were filming, but you marched through it like a champ.
I was very sick. I actually thought that I was going to have to ADR quite a bit of the movie because my voice, I was struggling with it, but somehow in the end, they managed to, I don't know if they were able to tweak it in post or what, but to my relief, it sounded all right. Cause I was really hurting. That was rough.
Yeah.
For how long? For most of it or just part of it?
I'd say at least a third of it.
Oh,
they were great though. They would, they were making multiple runs a day to Whole Foods and getting these sort of super powered, you know, the cayenne, wellness shots with the orange juice, and I was just popping those down like candy or drinking them like candy.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
It's hard because you can't rest, you know, you can't catch up. All you really need is if I had had 2 days where I could have stayed in bed and rested, I could have kicked it. But I got off the plane and got the chills about an hour after arriving. Actually, when I arrived at the hotel and I was checking in, it hit me. And then I went to bed, I think, maybe 6 or 7 p.m. and slept until my fitting the next morning. And then I just couldn't catch up. Then the ball started rolling and we were filming, and you're going for 12-hour days plus, you know, riding there and back. And it's just – and then you got to get home and learn whatever you're doing the next day, because sometimes it changes. And, yeah, it's just – it's tough. Those are – the movies of the week are a much more grueling schedule. Those are the ones you kind of drop off the face of the earth for 3.5 weeks.
Well, and this one was different too, because it had 4 wedding scenes. So
that was the original title. I think it was 4 Summer Weddings, and then they changed it to Sailing Into Love.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Working title was 4 Summer Weddings. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I normally don't like wedding movies because I just can't stand bridezillas. It's not for me. But this one, she was so cute, and it was more about her attending the weddings than about the bride. If that makes sense. And and it was cute because the way that they were able to sort of finagle you to being at each of these weddings was fun. And I liked the date that you guys went on, because sometimes they don't really give us a good date scene in Hallmark movies. They kind of skip over that part, and I love it when they do a good date. And so that was
the
cute
one inside the boat.
In the boat. Yeah. That was cute.
That was fun.
I liked that. So
that food is cold too.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I'm just kidding. I don't actually remember. But that was a nice scene. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They're the good folks over at HelloFresh. And right now you can, if you go to HelloFresh.com/HallmarkEast10, use code HallmarkEast10, you can get 10 free meals, including free shipping. It's a great deal. They're America's #1 meal kit. And they provide
22 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week that you can choose from. So it's really great service, and it really helps you get out of your dinner rut. If you get tired of making the same recipes, but you need some ideas, that it's a really good way to do that. And they have different themes. You can get low calorie, vegetarian, family friendly recipes. And so that's great. Also saves you time. You don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to spend the time planning and getting everything ready. And one thing's nice as a single person that I like about the service is I get just enough I need for a particular recipe. So I don't have tons of big bottles of sauce that I, you know, only need for one recipe, or spices that I only need for one recipe. So I think that is really nice. The packaging HelloFresh uses to ship the food is almost entirely made from recyclable and already recycled content. The carbon footprint is 25% lower than store-bought grocery-made meals. And it's flexible. You can add lunches to the order. You can get garlic bread, cookie dough, other things that you can add, which is really nice. You can change delivery days. You can make it work for your schedule, which is great. And so definitely check out HelloFresh. I think it'll really be a great thing for your family, or even if you're single like me, you'll really enjoy it. So go to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies10. Use code Hallmarkies10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. So when you I've got the audition to play Lucas, did you know about One Calls the Heart? Were you kind of aware of what had happened with Daniel and all that kind of stuff? Or
I was familiar with the show because when I auditioned for it, I had moved to Los Angeles. So I was in Los Angeles at that point, but having grown up in Vancouver, and the show had done 5 years. And so I was familiar with it because it shot in my hometown. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I'd ever auditioned for it. So I knew of it just because I lived in Vancouver and had some friends who had worked on it. That's about it. So I ended up, doing some binging and watching and, and learned about Dan and his character Jack, and that they were trying to introduce a couple new guys. Mm-hmm. So I was aware of that.
That's a really calm way of putting it.
it was a trying time for the Hardys.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. And and Kevin and I were very aware that how much the fans cherished the character Jack's, Jack Thornton, and we knew that we would probably receive some pushback and some scowls for coming in, but we just tried to roll with it. And I feel like overall, actually, people have been very supportive and welcoming.
Yeah.
I think Lucas might've been a little easier because he doesn't have a surge on Kevin's face a little more.
That's probably very true.
Yeah. Yeah. But overall,
I feel like you had to hold up your script as a shield and just kind of forge ahead, okay, let's go.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
You
must have gotten pretty close with Kevin, through all that. Publicity and everything coming on at the same time.
Yeah, Kevin's great. Yeah. I think that the two of us joining at the same time definitely helped us in our friendship, because we were the two new kids at school. Mm-hmm. And that being said, everyone was super welcoming, especially Aaron and Lori. They really went out of their way to make sure that we felt, comfortable and familiar with the space. And that was really, really nice. Very kind.
Yeah.
That's good, because I mean, I can imagine, especially on the heels of such a tragic storyline, and then you come sauntering into town in your suit and with all of your money, and just, I mean, I can imagine that must have been very difficult for you as an actor, and just wondering what all of the reactions would be.
Yeah. So what do you think, we have Team Lucas, Team Nathan. What do you think Team Lucas has to offer over Team Nathan? Why should we be rooting for Lucas to win the Our Lady Love?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I mean, Lucas isn't boring.
Yeah.
Oh, them's fighting words.
Yeah. No, I think that Lucas represents more spontaneity and you know, enjoying life and having fun. And I think that's a big one of his strongest, you know, appeals is his sense of adventure.
Yeah. And we were from the podcast perspective, we were totally on your side about the whole being open late argument, because like your pub is in the middle of town. It's not like it's like next to all the houses. Like,
no, the houses are way down the road. I don't know what everyone's getting in a fuss about. They're not open at, you know, the general store isn't open at 10 p.m. anyways.
Yeah. Like, we're like, what is going on?
She's Abigail the uptight needs to citizens calm of, when, down. Of Hope Valley.
Yeah. And if people and are Florence. Like enjoying it, like, what is wrong? What is wrong with this situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were on.
That was silly.
We had your back.
I appreciate that support. Florence was saying that the music is too provocative or something like that.
Oh, that was one of the funniest lines in the episode, and how she kind of straightens her dress when she says it. Oh, that was. Yeah. I started laughing my head off at that line.
Loretta, excuse me, the woman who plays Florence, she's a great actor. She's very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Rachel, can I just interject really quick here? So I don't know if you've seen, I'm a blogger for When Calls the Heart, and okay. I've been kind of keeping a tally of leading up to the premiere. So I have what I've called Face Off Friday, and I'm posting it every Friday. And I have purposefully not done a final tally so that I can kind of find out with the fans. And so I don't try to make changes to any side, because I'm not 100% on a team yet. I'm still kind of in the neutral territory, so we'll see if Lucas can convince me in season 7. But as of right now, before I've done the tally for this week, as of right now, Lucas is at 14 points and Nathan is at 10. So just so you know, really? Lucas is currently in the lead.
That surprises me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said currently.
Yeah. No, but I sometimes we'll cruise through comments and check out what people are, you know, how they're feeling towards each character, or out of the two of them. And I feel like if I was to do a general sort of percentage, I feel like Lucas is about 40% popularity and Nathan's 60%. That's kind of what I eyeball. So that surprises me that it's 14 to 10.
Well, what I've done is I rewatched the season, and you got points, or you got points taken away for interactions. Mm-hmm. So for example, with your first meeting, Lucas got a point for calling Elizabeth intelligent. He got a point for calling her independent. He got a point for saying that she had a great personality. And then he lost a point for making a complete fool of himself in that first meeting as well. So, you
know, I see. So it's not based on fan responses. No. I see. I misunderstood. Okay.
Yeah.
It's based solely on interactions with Elizabeth.
Okay.
So, you got 5 points for giving her the library. So.
Oh, way to go. I'm going to try and get another point here. You said that he lost a point for embarrassing himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the first meeting, and just how, you know, he assumed that she wanted a job, and that, oh, you're the teacher. You know, so
that. But couldn't that be taken as, you know, like, oh, that's endearing. He put his foot in his mouth and he knows it.
Yeah.
Let's give him a point.
I'm with you.
What do you think?
I'm with you. You're new in town. How are you supposed to know? Yeah.
Hey, I haven't tallied these, but I had given Lucas 3 points for wrestling the gun away from Amos, but I upped it to 5. So, you know.
That was a good one.
How many points did Nathan get for shooting Amos? Did he shoot him?
He did shoot towards him. Okay. Nathan got 10 for saving her life.
So he got all of her points, all of his points, just for saving. Is he?
No, no, no. I'm not. I'm not. Sorry, I misunderstood. I'm not there yet. So this Lucas 14 and Nathan 10. That is what we are currently at the end of episode 8. Hope is with the heart. So with that. It's the episode where Lucas gives her the library. So that's, you are currently at 14 points and he is currently at 10.
Just for that episode?
Okay. No, it's leading up from his first entrance through that episode.
Well, I'm curious to see how it ends.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah.
Well, I'll keep tagging you. I'll keep tagging you every time I post it. So
I'll look for it.
I would say, just as a podcast, when we cover When Calls the Heart, I think we are. I mean, we do. Kevin McGarry did give a great interview for us in December. So, but I don't know. We're pretty big Lucas fans. We're definitely not. Agnostic, I would say. Most of us are pretty big fans.
I don't think we're agnostic. I think we're all, especially the three of us who are kind of the hardy clan that covers the show. All three of us are just kind of saying, let's just wait and see what happens and see who gets her.
That was a big moment, the whole thing, at the whole episode with the standoff, with the... and you find out about his past and what he's been hiding and everything. But then also that whole ending with that dance, that was pretty exciting.
It's so funny to think about, because that was so long ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That we shot it. I mean, Nathan just had such a crushing puppy eye look there.
I know.
At the end.
That's probably what won him the Hallmark series King for 2019. Did you catch his speech that he said that he was going to trash talk Lucas a little bit, but the fact that he got this award is what says it all, something like that. Did you
catch award
that?
Is this? I haven't even heard. I wasn't even nominated, I guess.
Oh, no, you were nominated.
I was.
Yes. For Hallmark Series King for the Hallmarkies Podcast Awards of 2019, and it was a race between the two of you.
It was,
and he won. He's the king.
He won. King.
Sorry,
but like
he's buying all my drinks tonight.
He had done the interview with us in December, so I think that helped. That helped a lot. So this is going to
seriously improve your chances. Forget about the show. This is what's going to win it. Totally.
Well, Kevin is very good at giving interviews. He's very charming and witty. I could see how he would win people over that way.
So now it's definitely going to be a more even playing field, I think, this year. So, but can you give us a hint at all of kind of what to expect from Lucas coming up?
Oh boy.
Like, obviously no spoilers, but going to be a dramatic spoilers. Season.
How are you going to do think, this?
Well, actually, I have to rack my brain and think about what we actually filmed, because sometimes what we've shot, since we've already done it, and what's aired gets mixed up in my head. So I have to think.
Right, because
you do one scene about
five different ways, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it just gets mixed up. So what do we do? I think this season, what you can expect from Lucas is a more, I think he's more confident in his pursuit of Elizabeth, or at least in showing, in wanting her to know how he feels.
Okay,
he's a little more bold in that respect.
Okay.
Are we going to get to learn more about his past, or is that kind of that arc sort of done?
We learn. We learn a little bit about his mother.
Ooh. Oh,
but I would say we actually don't see too much of Lucas's past in this season. Instead, you learn a lot about Nathan. Nathan's got an excellent, engaging storyline in season 7 to do with his family. And so
I did hear about that.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm excited for you guys to see it. It's going to be awesome.
Well, we're really looking forward to the season for sure.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, it is. We're almost there. Close. So this is asking you to go kind of far back, but if you could pick one favorite moment of Lucas's that we've seen so far, what would you pick?
I'd pick being passive aggressive with Bill and the fish.
Oh yeah.
that was a great one.
I like that.
That was fun. Yeah. I enjoyed that. And then I took to those fish home and barbecued them.
Yeah.
Oh, oh really?
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
They were fresh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And anytime somebody can irritate Bill, that's always a favorite of mine. It's really funny.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to get under his skin in a scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing I really loved about that scene, and I was a theater major in college, and so I like to look for a lot of these things, is mm-hmm. the fact that you didn't just wipe your hands on your pants. It was, you know, you are a very refined character. You're in really nice clothes. And yeah. so you, yeah, you did. You, so you kind of flicked the ice away from your hand and then you got out a handkerchief and wiped it off. Now, yeah. yes, that's a little fussy, but it fit the character so well. And I just thought, wow, attention to detail so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are expensive. I really enjoyed threads. That. I can't yeah. get fish juice on that suit.
Right.
Well, I've really enjoyed Lucas with Fiona. I think that's going to be interesting dynamics. Yeah. So I hope to see, you know, kind of more of that, because you're both sort of independent. You're both not from Hope Valley. So I think that, that's going to be.
I think they're both fairly progressive in
yes,
that world.
That's a good word.
Yeah, you both got a fire under you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that should be fun. Kayla started right when you guys did. Right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She was on first. She came in first, and then Lucas, and then Nathan.
Same season, though.
Yeah, same season.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's awesome. So we have some fun questions we like to end the interview off with. Just some fun, silly questions. So here we go. What is the best ice cream flavor?
Oh, cookies and cream right now. I mean, it'll probably, you can ask me that in 10 minutes and it'll be different. But right now I want some cookies and cream.
All right, good. What's your favorite color?
Blue. That also changes all the time.
Okay,
good. I'm also looking out the window at the sky and it's blue. So that may have influenced my.
That helps.
There you go. All right. What music are you into?
I listen to a lot of different music. Mm-hmm. I like classical music.
Oh, yeah.
But then I also enjoy some good sort of indie alternative as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Good. All right.
I would say I like, sorry, I'm answering these all still long.
No, you're fine.
Long-windedly, but I can't wrap my head around heavy metal. It just sounds, I can't hear the musicality in it. It just mm-hmm. sounds so angry.
I'm with you.
I would say almost pretty much every type of music except metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that. All right. What is your go-to date night food?
Sushi.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh. Very good.
Love sushi.
Yeah. All right. What is your go-to date night activity to go and do?
Well, I don't know if I can talk about it on here. No, I think my favorite activity for a date would be to go out. I love food. Uh-huh. So I would want to go out to a nice restaurant and, you know, have a nice cocktail, a nice glass of wine mm-hmm. and some,
cool.
A really good meal. And sushi would be like a staying in kind of date night.
Oh, you know,
if you're gonna, that would be if I imagine my head, if I was to order in and kind of have a cozy meal at home. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sushi. But if we're going out, I love all kinds of different food, Middle Eastern, French, you know, mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Whatever. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Dogs or cats?
Dogs. Sorry. Cat
That's okay.
I love dogs, so I'm with you.
Huge dog person.
Poor cats. They never get any love.
I mean, cats are they're fine. You know.
I'm just they make me sneeze, so I can't. There you go. All right. Beaches or mountains?
Oh, that's hard. Mountains.
Okay.
Mountains. I grew up in the mountains, and I love them. A lot. And I miss them when I'm not around them.
Mm. Well, you'll enjoy that about Utah. You come to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful mountains. Okay. Suit and tie or sweats?
Suit and tie.
Yes.
Good thing.
Yes. I love it.
I own one pair of sweatpants and I hardly ever wear them.
Really?
That makes me really happy.
Oh, can you have a chat with my husband?
Sure.
I love a man in a suit. So that's the right answer. Very good. Okay. What is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Probably Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's very kind of festive and warm and cozy. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy that aspect of it.
And it's so on brand. I mean, let's be real.
Hallmark. I mean, you can love Christmas and not mention Hallmark. Come on.
No.
They seem to have claimed Christmas as their own.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
But I don't think you can claim it, but they're trying.
They're like half a second from like trademarking Christmas for Crown Media, I think. But but anyway, okay. So last question is, and you can say one of your own, no problem. What is your favorite Hallmark movie?
Oh, my favorite Hallmark movie? I don't know. I don't watch that many of them. I'm going to say Sailing Into Love because I enjoyed making it.
Mm. Yeah. Very good. Okay, good.
Can I add one in really quick here?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, you've already said Sailing Into Love. So what would be your favorite non-Hallmark role? And you said that Sailing Into Love was your favorite Hallmark movie to make, but is there, if you had to pick a Hallmark role that isn't Lucas, would you still pick Sailing Into Love, or would you pick a different role?
That I've done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that you've done. So what's your favorite non-Hallmark role that you've had, and what's your favorite Hallmark role that you've had besides Lucas? Because we all know Lucas is your favorite, right?
Yeah. No, he is. Lucas, he's just really fun. I think the writers did a great job of creating him and writing him. So if my favorite non-Hallmark role would probably be on a series called Altered Carbon. Mm-hmm. I played a character named Sergei Brevlov, who
it's a great name.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, and that one though isn't necessarily so much about the character was fun to play, but it was also just the experience. You know, it was such an extravagant set, and the wardrobe was unreal, and it was just such a massive project.
Did you get to speak with the accent?
He doesn't have an accent.
Oh, he doesn't have an accent.
Okay. No, even though he is Russian, but in that world, the wealthy people live for hundreds of years because they download their consciousness onto chips that are in the back of your neck. Oh. And so your body is only temporary. They call them sleeves. So my guy was, 300 and something, but he's in the body of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So you can be from somewhere else in the world, but then be in a body that's, that has a different accent from what you may have originally had.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, cool. And then, favorite Hallmark role that's not Lucas. Mm-hmm. I think, was, Tom, Captain Tom.
In Sailing Into Love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just a fun guy, and Captain Handsome. I think that's what buddy calls him.
That's right.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. It makes you feel nice being called Captain Hanson,
Yeah.
What wouldn't? I mean, totally. Yeah.
Well, you pass the test. You can keep making Hallmark movies.
And, excellent.
Yes. So thank you so much. This was such a treat to get to talk with you. And we're really excited for the new season. We're going to be covering it every episode. We're going to be doing recaps. And it's going to be great. And great. So thank you.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, we're really excited.
I think we shall, because I think that, speaking as a diehard Hardy fan, and I was totally in love with Jack and Elizabeth, but I really think that the way that the show has moved on in a very sensitive way, and, even though both of these guys were introduced at the same time, neither one of them threw themselves at her. It's been very gradual and very slow. So I personally love what has happened with the show, and I'm very excited to see what will happen with the show. So you got this fan convinced.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because we were very they took a lot of care approaching that. You know, they really did not want things to come on too strong, and they were trying to dance a very fine line. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people cared, you know, they felt very strongly about it. And Aaron was specifically very guarded about the character of Elizabeth and making sure that everything was approached the right way. So,
oh, I'm sure.
I'm happy to hear that as an audience member and a fan, you know, that the team and that Aaron that was successful.
Very, very much as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, do you have social media you'd like to share or anything like that?
I have, I post photos maybe once a month, if I remember, on Instagram. It's mostly my dogs.
Okay.
You can check that out. It's just my name, nice. Chris McNally.
How many dogs Twitter. Do you have?
I have two dogs.
Nice.
Okay.
Charlie and Bowie, they're brother and sister.
And cute.
I miss them very much because I am not with them right now. They're at the other home. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good. We'll have all that information in the description section. People can share your following, Chris. And thanks again. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right.
Thanks so much.
We'll be able to have you back again sometime. We'd really like to thank Chris for coming on the podcast. It was a lot of fun. And so, Cammie, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Cammie Drama Girl, Cammie spelled K-A-M-I. On Facebook, I have the Hooked Hardy Facebook page, and my blog is hookedhardy.com. Hardy spelled I-E, in case you needed to know, which I doubt.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So make sure to check that out. I have the latest reviews for all the big movies. So love for you to take a look at that. And then make sure you're following the podcast, the Homebookies Pod and Homebookies Podcast, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. It really helps people find the show. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. That helps us a lot as well. And we have our patron group, which is such an important part of us being able to do the podcast and get this great content for you all and making it better and better all the time. We'll have information in the description section, so check that out. And then we have our merch store, which has Hardy's inspired items and designs. And so we would love for you to take a look at that. And we'll have a link for that in the description section as well. So lots of good stuff going on. We're really excited to be covering When Calls the Heart. We're going to be doing it for every episode. And so definitely make sure that you are subscribed and following us to make sure you get all of those updates. So thanks again, Cammie. Really appreciate it. And thanks again to Chris. We'll talk to you all later. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.